The economy is getting stronger, banks are lending again, and interest rates are at historic lows. Now is a great time to buy your dream home. The caring and knowledgeable professionals at Homes for You have been helping people just like you for over 20 years. They take the time to listen to what you want and will help you find just the right home in Washington or Idaho. Real estate is what we do at Homes for You, 928-5782, or visit online at homes4uspokane.com. Welcome to Education 101 with your host, Eric Wolfram. Education 101 is about the amazing education community we have in the greater Spokane area. We highlight the outstanding programs, teachers, supporters, and opportunities of the education community in the Spokane region. Education 101 is brought to you in part by STCU. Here's Eric.
And welcome to Education 101. I'm Eric Wolfram. Today we have a great topic talking about success beyond high school for our kids out there, and with the idea of thinking about what kind of pathway and what kind of careers are they moving towards. So to help us out with that and to have a conversation about it, I've got two great people from my alma mater, West Valley, here with us. We have Debbie Reeder, who is West Valley's high school, district-wide career specialist, and then Drew Wendell, who is the West Valley High School counselor. So welcome.
Thanks for having us.
I'm glad you guys are here. I think that this is definitely an interesting topic as we start to think about it. And I've said many times on the show that I have a seventh grader at home and then a second grader as well. And I know that we are already having some of those conversations about, hey, what do you want to do when you grow up? And I think nowadays what we see is it's a little bit different than when I went to school, which was, you know, bring the parents in and have career day, if you will, and each one gets a couple minutes to talk about what they do. So talk to us about what kind of things at West Valley, especially. What are some of the things that you think about? Because I know you guys have a K-12 system, not just at the high school level.
So with K-12, we start early with some of the students having career days as young as first, second grade. We invite speakers in, the fire department, police department, some of them that they see, some jobs that they see on a regular basis. And then as they get older, we try to introduce different jobs that they might not be aware of.
Mm-hmm. And I know that we're seeing that first grade, second grade, we start to see some of that as well. And probably into the high school, and then Drew, you get the opportunity to work with them at the high school level, right?
Yeah, and more than having career days where we have lots of people in, we actually take kids to a lot of different places, get them exposed to different careers, whether they are interested in them or they want to find more out about them. We utilize our community, we utilize all of our teachers, the people that we have, and get them in as many places as we can, including careers, colleges, and then just different ideas from the research that they do starting at ninth grade, moving all the way through their senior year. They research colleges, careers, and so on and so forth, and then we try and get them in as many places as we can between ninth grade and graduation.
And I think that's such an important piece to be able to give them those experiences, but then also consider that it's not just about going to college or going to university, but also what are some of those skills and technical pieces, technical colleges, lineman school, those kinds of things we need to think a little wider about that. And I know that I'm going to come back to that high school piece because I know one of the big pieces that drives this is that state requirement of the High School and Beyond Plan. So can you tell us a little bit about what the High School and Beyond Plan is, number one? Let's start there.
Well, the ultimate High School and Beyond Plan is our seniors having the goal in mind when they leave high school, whether that's two-year, four-year technical college, or if that's going right into the workforce, if it's going into an apprenticeship. So the end game in that is a goal towards their pathway after high school. But how we build that is, like I said, with the research that we have the students do each and every year, which includes looking at careers and colleges, but then also evaluating their high school graduation requirements and taking a look at where they're at credit-wise, requirement-wise. So the High School and Beyond Plan is a living document that really probably changes 2, 3, even 8 or 10 times from ninth grade on, with kids saying, okay, I'm interested in this, and then finding out, okay, this is what it takes to be that. The one thing that we guarantee all students is that they will have an education after high school, whether it's a college or whether it's grabbing a shovel and going to work. Each of those has value. Each of those has equal value, as long as the students do it on purpose. And so the High School and Beyond plan gives them a plan in place, a plan of attack to work towards what their goals are for after high school.
You know, and I really like the way that you talk and explain that, in the sense that this plan may change multiple times.
Absolutely.
Throughout their high school career. And when do you guys start that? What grade level?
We're starting it in the elementary with Career Cruising. They start learning about different jobs, setting goals, the communication with their parents about their education.
Mm-hmm.
Hit it hard in the middle school. And so they do a lot in the middle school that they can carry on into the high school. And so I work with the high school counselors and teachers. Mm-hmm. And then when they come up to the middle school counselors and teachers, and when they come to high school, they should be have an idea of what they might want to do so that they can take some classes in that area.
Very nice. Very nice. And I would imagine, you know, starting it down at the elementary school, talk about changing it how many different times. I just think about at home how many times we've changed what career my boys are going to be doing over the years. So, well, I definitely think that's exciting. You mentioned Career Cruising. I know what that is, but can you explain it to the audience to tell us what that is and how you guys use that within the program?
It's a contained career research and evaluation tool that starts with, at the elementary, different kinds of careers. They get to explore, they get to see, and depending on how in-depth they get, they can do a research project, they can do a report. But Career Cruising gives us a place where everything is housed, so we see a progression from whether it's elementary to junior high or junior high to high school. And when they get to us, from ninth grade to 12th grade, it gives them a place to store their research. It gives them access to all the links to all the colleges and programs that offer whatever career they're interested in. So it's hot linked to a lot of different things that they don't have to go out and search for. So if someone's interested in being a dentist, they go out and they find dentistry. They find all the schools in Washington or in the nation that offer dentistry, figure out what their incoming requirements are, and then they can do a comparison with their graduation plan and if that fits that goal. So we also have them build a resume. They have a resume that will be with them for the rest of their lives, so they can come back, access it, and utilize it to apply for scholarships, go to college, or even apply for jobs. So mm-hmm. we utilize Career Cruising to not only develop the High School and Beyond plan, but to give them a place to store the research that they're utilizing for careers, but then also some of our teachers are starting to use that, saying, okay, we're going to do a research project on your career of interest. And so they start developing lessons and goals around what they've done in Career Cruising, and then we utilize that to check off one of their graduation requirements as we're going, especially through their senior year.
That's great. So one of the questions that I have, you know, my background is in the academic side, and so one of the things that I think about is, and I think you kind of mentioned it, are any of those career pieces starting to be tied more with I'll call it the core curriculum, in the sense of math classes, science classes, those kinds of things? Is there professional development, if you will, trying to do a better job of tying those together and kind of breaking down those silos?
Well, I really think that education in general is more in tune with what our different industries need and want. And we see that whether they're going into the Marines or whether they're going into a doctor's school, whether they're going into the Avista Lineman School, which is one of my favorite places to visit,
uh-huh.
or they're going into a different apprenticeship, we do have people from all those areas come and speak with us and tell us what the importance is of English, of math, of history in those areas. And our kids get to see the value in that no matter what they're doing. And no matter where they're going to go, they're going to see math the rest of their life.
Mm-hmm.
It might be, you know, measuring something out. It might be taking time, but there's going to be math involved. So we have all of our people in, and that's one of the questions that I ask. Where do you see math used in your career? And
that's
there's
great.
An answer for that. So, yeah, we see the use of all the subjects that we have, and then we apply it not only to careers, but then college entrance requirements. So no matter what's going to happen, there is a connection between the subjects they're taking and how they're going to utilize it in their career of choice.
Right, and I do think that that's – I think that's so important on that academic side of making the connection, because how often have we been asked as teachers, when am I going to use this? Why are we learning this? You know, and that's such – it's a relevant question. And so putting those putting that relevance into the work that we're doing in the classroom that then ties to this idea of, you know what do you want to do and how are you going to use this for that – is such an important piece. And I think that's, you know, that's definitely something that as we work with elementary and move this career work down to that elementary level, and getting the adults within the system on board with that is going to be an important piece. And that's something that I definitely want to talk about a little bit more. But right now we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll continue talking about student pathways with Debbie and Drew. Thanks.
In touch, online all the time. SpokaneTalksOnline.com.
Ever paid a bill late because you misplaced it? We'll spend all day organizing our closets, but when it comes to money, forget it. Stop the madness. Let's get it together financially. Organizing your money is easy when you have the tools to do it. Plus, you reduce frustration and give yourself the assurance that you're prepared for whatever life throws your way. Visit stcumoney.org to get 8 free tips on how to organize your money before you think about tackling those closets.
A special thank you to our friends at Tom Sawyer Country Coffee, the official coffee supplier here at Spokane Talks Online.
Hi, this is Kurt Stockwell with Well Dressed Walrus. We are a local website design and development company here in Spokane. What we do is build beautiful, usable websites for local businesses. A website needs to be beautiful. It needs to be usable for your users, your customers, and yourself. Contact us anytime. We'd love to talk with you about your online marketing.
And welcome back to Education 101. I'm Eric Wolfram. And again, we're here with Debbie Reeder and Drew Wendell, both from West Valley School District, talking about pathways for students and that success beyond high school. When we left, we were talking a little bit about the idea of how important it is to bring the adults into the equation, and not just the counselors, career counselors like you guys, but that general education, the academic side, and really everybody within the academic system to bring those guys on board. And I know along with that, we need to also think about the community as well, because it's the old adage, it takes a village to raise a child and get them moving in the right direction for them. And I know that you guys are doing some great things, great events, and those kinds of community-wide, bringing kids in, bringing families in, bringing the adults within the system as well. Let's talk about some of that practical side of how you guys are doing this at West Valley.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. So a couple years ago, we started having a career, it's T24 fair, career fair, or college fair, and we've turned it into more of a really true T24. So we
and
bring
really quick. Oh. Tell me what T24 is.
Okay, so technical, 2-year, 4-year, and technical would include military apprenticeship. Okay. So that students aren't just being told go 4-year for everything, but
right.
But we're really looking at what fits the student best.
Great.
So this coming year, Drew and I and others will be working on making sure that we're also getting apprenticeship programs in, mm-hmm. A lot more programs to meet what the students' needs are, but also the community. So when we're being told by the community that we need more welders or we need machinists, we're looking at, you know, are we preparing our students for those careers as well?
So that's so really bringing the adults in, and you're being able to really with the T24 effort to be able to go out and talk to businesses and find out what the need is within the community, and then start to bring that conversation back into the schools to be able to make sure everybody is understanding what the need is out within the community. Right. Is that right?
Yeah, and I think that the different levels of community are represented by the different activities that we do. The T24 is a local, statewide action that has all the colleges in our area, and then we bring in the apprenticeships. We also, like you had mentioned, being at the block party. And West Valley's community, the community of Millwood and Spokane and whatnot, is great about coming in and being a part of the schools and part of especially West Valley. It's a community that is tight-knit, that has all different mm-hmm. levels of education, all different levels of careers and whatnot. And then we get to the national level, and we have the National College Fair that comes shortly after the T24 scholarship,
right.
or excuse me, career fair. But so we have all different levels of community coming in, and we invite people into our school. And the Spokane community as a greater whole is great about coming out and talking to our kids. So we get it at the building level, the community level, the area level, and then we get the national level. So our kids have lots and lots of opportunities to find out what's out there mm-hmm. and then find out how to get there, whatever that happens to be.
Yeah. And again, in that trying to get there, I think the great thing is the idea of bringing it further down and further down. So, you know, and it's not pressuring the kids into you're going to do this. And I think you said that earlier, Drew, and the idea that these high school and beyond plan change multiple times. It's just building awareness with them, which is so important. So, you know, they think that they want to do this because they see it. Let's go find out more about it and just have those conversations, which I think is great.
Yeah, and one of the things we tell them, you can change your mind tomorrow. That's okay. But we got to have some place to start. So
right.
if you got today, you find out you're supposed to be a phlebotomist, okay, great. And then tomorrow you're supposed to be a florist.
Right.
That's okay.
yep.
But having those conversations, starting those thought processes is a huge thing.
Absolutely, and that's a little different. I remember in high school it was more, you know, take the test and based upon my personality, you know, I was supposed to do something. I don't really remember exactly what it was. I don't know if it was teaching and radio host, though. But, you know, hey, this is working out for me. So if we could have researched some of that, that would have been great.
Yep.
I know that one of the areas that you guys talked about was I call it career-connected learning, internships, apprenticeships, those kinds of things, on the job. I'll call it on-the-job type training, if you will. And I know that we had Greater Spokane Incorporated, which is Spokane's Chamber of Commerce, and Spokane STEM Network come and talk, and I know that's an area of focus for them. Is that something that you guys have kind of done any work with them and tried to bring their expertise from the business side into the mix?
So I've worked a lot with Meg Lindsay down at Greater Spokane Inc., and we take a lot of students between Drew and I, and then we have Gear Up Grant right now in our school. So we've attended a lot of their events,
mm-hmm.
and it's been great for the students. Drew goes in the classroom and works with the students on their high school and beyond plan. But I'm able to run reports, so we can run reports between any of us in the school, basically can run them. And if somebody says they want to go in the medical field and Greater Spokane Inc. has a tour of a medical facility, St. Luke's somewhere, we could take the students and they can see if it's something that they're interested in. So mm-hmm. not only is it good for them to see if it's something they're interested in, but maybe they aren't interested in the medical field, and they figure that out as well with the tour.
And I definitely think that's one of those big pieces, is it's not just about are you interested, but it's also that piece of maybe you're not interested. You thought you were good with blood in the health fields, and now we know you're not. Debbie?
Yes, I am not good at health.
Debbie's interest.
That's right.
I'll take them on the tours and wait in the lobby.
Exactly, exactly. And I think, you know, and I think about the business side of it, and I think that's so important, you know, whether it's GSI, whether it's Spokane Valley Chamber, they've been great, at least in my experiences, in having those conversations and being open to bring the business community to the table with the education community mm-hmm. to talk about how do we grow our workforce? Where's the need at, and how do we do that? And I know you guys are doing some great things.
And I think one of the things they ask, and they've asked for years, is how do we keep our workforce?
Right.
And I know WSU bringing in medical school and having all the resources that we have, I think our business community is doing a much better job providing opportunities for our kids, so not having our workforce get trained and then move out. So I know that's been one of the things they focused on, and having our own medical school is going to be a big deal.
That is going to be a huge deal. That's great. That was a great thing to bring it in. So, yeah. No, it's, you know, and it's so important to get kids thinking about it. And again, I'm so impressed with West Valley. Go Eagles still, again, my alma mater, with the idea of bringing it down and making it a K-12 system-wide effort rather than just a high school effort, you know, and a little bit that we talk about in middle school. So really quick, let's go through again from, if I'm an elementary, I have a second grader at home. So thinking at the elementary level, what kind of things is he going to experience if he were to be in the West Valley School District? What kind of things are they doing at that level?
So we have the Outdoor Learning Center. That's a great place. There are a lot of times when Jamie will bring in a science lesson and she'll tie it to something that's going on in the STEM field, or, you know, with the science. And they do that all the way through elementary school. So we focus a lot on what they're learning in science and make it relevant by bringing in professionals in those areas. So something we've done, I'll talk a little bit about fifth and then a little bit about middle school, and Drew can talk about the high school bit.
Okay.
The fifth graders, every year that we've hosted the robotics competition.
Oh, yeah.
The fifth graders from the whole district have come in to the school to see the robotics, the competition, and then they've listened to a speaker talk about how robotics is used in the workforce.
And is that coming up pretty soon, or has that already happened?
It already happened.
Okay.
But we have it every year.
Yeah.
And they did very, very well. Our robotics team is amazing.
I love it.
And they've gone to Worlds. So the younger students get to see that. And we did a lemonade day with fourth graders, and we brought the high school students in to talk about entrepreneurship, marketing, and Numerica Credit Union came in and talked. So there's a lot going on, and the students don't necessarily know that it's a career activity or event, but they're learning about careers in that field. And then middle school, we do career day once a year, so we're always looking for professionals that are willing to come in and talk to the students, and then we send them to the high school.
At the high school, I think what we offer them is opportunity. And our district, from our administration down to the building administration to teachers and whatnot, opportunity is what they're offered. And we hope that they get lots and lots of opportunity to go out and find out about different things. So our district has been great about saying yes to a lot of things, like getting kids to robotics worlds and utilizing the time that we have in school to make it applicable to their life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So you talked about, it sounds like a lot of it is around the STEM world. You know, when I think about robotics, I think about the Outdoor Learning Center. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that there are other areas as well. Early on, I think we talked welding, you know, some of those pieces. What kind of things might you guys do beyond the STEM world?
Well, I'll tell you, we go to some great places, and I said before, the Lineman School is one of my favorite places to go.
It is.
That does have science, that does have technology, mm-hmm. that does have engineering and math, but it is a lot of physical labor. And so we get kids to manufacturing, we get kids to a lot of different fields that won't necessarily be STEM, but they will have STEM relations to them. And whether you single them out or not, there's going to be all those subjects involved in the majority of what you do. So we get right back to the question you ask about how do we use these subjects. We talk to kids about how you use these subjects when you're going into a field that may or may not be labeled STEM. Mm-hmm. They are related. They are building on things. Mm-hmm. And so their school is relevant to what they want to do.
Exactly. And that's a huge, huge piece, is making that relevance and having experiential learning, if you will, you know, to finally say, oh, I get it. I get why we're doing the Pythagorean theorem, you know, and those kinds of things. Absolutely. That's an important piece.
We have a great CTE program also that starts very young in the middle school and works their way up. And so they have biomedical, construction, culinary. There's a lot of options for the students.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's really good work. I'm excited that you guys were able to come on because, again, from a parent's point of view, from an educator's point of view, this is so important to have these, and it's so exciting to hear again. I know I've emphasized this, but from a, not just a high school level, but from K all the way up to the high school and then beyond, which is what really that plan's all about. And there's flexibility to give the kids the options to research, think, change their minds, try something out, do something different, but figure out what's going to make them happy as they move forward in their lives. So I truly appreciate you both coming on to the show today. I hope it was great for you guys, and I'm really excited that we get to get the message out because the show is really about some of the great things that are happening out there, and I think this is an excellent example of some great work that you guys are doing from not just a high school point of view, but from a district-wide point of view that really benefits the students, and that's really what it's all about. So thank you guys both for being on today, and thanks for everybody for listening.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Education 101 is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksOnline.com, which is solely responsible for its content. Education 101 is brought to you by our friends at STCU. Ask Eric a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com.
If you're like many shoppers, you love to find a deal online. Or you shop online because it's so convenient. And you probably know thieves love to go online, too, to try to steal shoppers' credit card information. When you're shopping online, you can start protecting your credit card information by investigating the website you're shopping on. Make sure the online retailer lists a real phone number and a physical address. Read the site's privacy policy and search for reviews and ratings of the retailer. You can read more about safe shopping online at STCU's financial education blog. Go to stcumoney.org.